Well, more now on our lead story, which is today's junior doctor strike. Senior doctors at Palmerston North Hospital say they're tired and frustrated by the strikes. And a warning, acute services might not be able to be fully covered this week and patients are being put at risk. The national strike from 8 o'clock this morning until early Thursday is the third strike since mid-January. Another one is planned in 2 weeks' time. We can talk now with Peter Bramley, the spokesperson for District Health Boards. Kia ora.
Good morning, Susie.
How well prepared are the DHBs for the strikes that start shortly?
DHBs have worked hard over the last few days to make sure we are well prepared. We're obviously, the crucial thing for us is to give the public confidence that we can deliver emergency care and support those who are acutely unwell. So DHBs are well prepared to do that.
Okay, so in the strike today, you can assure people today that there will be cover for all acute services, that will be fully covered?
We indeed can. We've got contingencies in place. That's our first priority, is to make sure acute care is well covered across the country.
So what about the doctors, the senior doctors in Palmerston North, that are saying they wouldn't be able to provide all of the acute care?
Well, I'm not aware of their commentary. DHBs are hugely appreciative of the way that senior doctors over the last two strike periods, and they will again today and tomorrow, just step up and support safe care. That's the priority, and they'll pick up either additional duties or they'll step into the role of the RMO or the junior doctor who is absent.
So you're unaware of these concerns raised by Palmerston North doctors, even though they sent a letter?
I haven't seen that letter, Susie.
Okay, well,
I'm aware certainly that strikes have an impact. This is not the ideal way to resolve the key issues. And so we're really keen to get back into discussions that started last week, the 2 days, and which continue again on Friday.
OK, so the situation with Palmerston North doctors, they were saying that there was a real issue here. They were tired and frustrated by the strikes, and they said that the acute services might not be able to be fully covered this week, and that put patients at risk. You're flatly denying that and say you don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm not aware of that. Is it a letter that you received? What I can reassure you is that I'm sure the local DHB will be responding to those concerns, just as we would be here. Our commitment is firstly to safe care, but also we're concerned that people are working in a safe working environment. So we'll make sure that people have the necessary supports to make sure they can deliver safe care.
So this letter was sent last Wednesday to the DHB, saying that the protracted nature of this dispute had led them to have serious concerns about fatigue among senior doctors. Quote, the resultant increasing difficulty in covering the acute hospital duties normally performed by essentially the junior doctors, this was the problem, and that there would be an issue here. So this hasn't been told about this at all.
No,
that seems extraordinary.
I can reassure you that we have daily planning meetings across the DHBs to make sure safe services can be provided for our community. That's our number one priority. And our senior doctors and our nursing teams are stepping up wonderfully to ensure that care is safely provided.
Okay, so there will be no issue, or at least not one you know about?
Yes, indeed.
If this letter had been sent to the DHB, which seems to be the case, would it be reasonable to think that you should have been told about it and this should have been escalated?
Not necessarily. Each DHB will have senior management and senior clinical leaders who would, I'm sure, have picked that issue up and responded to make sure their plans are appropriate and in place to deliver safe care.
Even though they are saying fatigue, frustration, patients being put at risk, that shouldn't have been escalated?
It will have been escalated locally, I'm sure, Susie. The practical reality is strikes are not the way to solve this dispute. The way to solve this is exactly what we've been doing, discussing the crucial issues at mediation, and I'm confident we made good progress last week, and I'm confident we can make progress at the end of this week, because we're finally talking about the issues that really matter, and the issues are about safe care, the flexibility of rosters at a local level that will deliver both better care and better training.
So are you going to have any further offer then on Friday when you go back to mediation?
We've got proposals on the table and we're talking through those options, and so the bargaining teams hopefully will make progress. We're confident we can make progress because we've already found a way through this with the other union representing junior doctors. You know, 500 plus other 500-plus RMOs are represented by another union, and we've got an arrangement that meets that crucial issue of flexibility but also provides safe care, safe working conditions, as well as a better training experience.
OK, so it sounds like you would appear to be fairly close on this one. Do you think you are going to get some sort of resolution on Friday, do you think, just quickly?
I'm hopeful. We made good progress the last 2 days of, 2 days of last week, and I'm certainly hopeful they can continue to make progress on Friday.
I appreciate your time coming on this programme this morning. Please, Peter Bramley, spokesperson for the District Health Board's